In terms of these sort of set of rules that govern this industry, is there any sort of watchdog body, sort of ombudsperson role within the Canadian government that looks out at these corporations and imposes any sort of regulations on them? You mentioned that, you know, this is an industry that's very much backed by the Canadian government. But is there any sort of role within the Canadian structure that can play to sort of try and eliminate or at least buffer some of the human rights abuses that are being conducted by these groups?
That is exactly what the Canadian government is avoiding to have established. Rules, meaning legally binding rules on these corporations' activities on the global scale. So while you have different people's organizations, NGOs, human rights groups that are pressing exactly for that, legally binding regulations at the international level, you have the Canadian government doing everything it can, formally and informally, to oppose that kind of set of rules from being created. Within the OECD, they have a set of rules that are non-binding, which are supposedly used to monitor multinational corporation activity around the world. These are general rules that don't specify by industry. So you have guidelines like that, they should be called guidelines, which the Canadian government supports and believes should be adequate. I would say even within Canada, I mean, for example, the different groups that are dealing with the leftovers of mining in their communities, they're struggling to find legal backing for their claims against these companies.
One final question before we go. I think that one of the main sort of issues in this entire industry that is important to highlight is what you mentioned before about our society's reliance on things like iron and steel and aluminum and things like that. How important is it to, do you think, to infuse within the public's reality that these products, the foil that we put over our leftovers after we eat, is actually comes from somewhere, comes from the land, and may have and often does come from the displacement of Indigenous people throughout the world? Do you think that's an important first step in trying to bring to light some of the abuses of the mining industry and the practices and trying to bring them more in line with more responsible practices of development?
Yes, you've said it very well. I mean, I completely agree with that. I think as long as we in the rich world continue to demand these goods, and, you know, it goes much further than the aluminum foil, of course. We continue to use cars. We continue not to oppose the military industry, which uses all of this stuff as raw materials. So as long as we allow the demand to continue, these companies, of course, are going to be busy filling it. And what I hear from southern groups, because they are busy protesting the industry on the ground, you know, where these highly problematic mines are being developed more and more, what they need us to do, our share of the struggle, is to question the whole reliance on these materials. And that then would have an impact throughout the world. I mean, even recycling would be a revolution, you know, for that issue to be addressed seriously. It would be a certain type of a revolution in the way things are being done right now. But that is going to take a great deal of cultural questioning in places like Canada. The question is, you know, are we willing to pose those tough questions?
Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We were speaking with Salima Valiani, who has done a great deal of research regarding mining issues throughout the world, and specifically the role of Canadian transnationals within the industry and how the Canadian government continues to propel the industry and protect many of the Canadian corporations that are the leaders in the industry from facing human rights abuses and abuses on the environment that mining practices often inflict.
These struggles are ongoing and incomplete without you. Mining affects us all, but none so much as those ill-equipped to fight them off. If these testimonials have spoken to you, it's possible to take action to make our world more just. To connect with the broader struggle against mining worldwide, you can contact Undermine Capital, a Toronto-based grassroots coalition, at their email address, undermincapital@yahoo.ca. For more information on resistance to the niobium mine in Ganasatage, visit the website www.cc2m.org or contact the Indigenous People Solidarity Movement at ipsm@resist.ca. This CD was produced by Samir and Dan of CKUT's Community News Collective. For more info on CKUT, visit www.ckut.ca.